from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
Fight, 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 fight.
We are told the Bears' first padded practice is going to be Friday. So if you got tickets to that practice, it seems like you're going to see some, and more importantly, hear. Because there's just nothing like some of those sounds. And I don't mean the shells. I don't mean the thuds. I mean helmets and pads on a practice field and to hear what it sounds like when these giant people are running into each other.
And occasionally when you can hear how strong a quarterback's arm is.
Oh, hear the ball whistling through
yeah,
the air?
Hear the ball whistle. Like, whoa, all right. Well, got something going on.
And there's been some sandpaper out there with the offense and the defense getting at it. And I think there's a guy that we just haven't really talked a lot about who I think if the Bears are going to be really good, either his game has to improve significantly or he's going to get beat out by somebody who's been more productive. But that's neither here nor there. Because DeMarcus Walker says he likes the fact that the offense has been chirping at this confident defense.
We always hear you jump back and forth with the offense. Did you kind of get the reaction today that you've been looking for over the past couple of years?
Damn right.
Jawing back a little bit?
Yes, I did. You know what I'm saying? Yes, I did. Yes, I did. You know, because they're the little brother. You know what I'm saying? And then you picking on them. You want them to swing back. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I do that. And that's the thing about my leadership. You know, I try to get to know the offense and special teams as well. You know what I'm saying? I'm a team leader, not just a leader. You know what I'm saying? To, you know, being able to, you know, get to those moments, you know, being their brother, you know what I'm saying? And also being there, you know, being a bully, knowing how to, like, you know, get to know them. And when you're doing all that stuff, when things hit the fan, you know what type of person you're going to get out of them. You know what I'm saying? So bullying works.
On the football field, right?
He didn't say that it only works on the football field.
No, he didn't.
Very quiet about all that. It would be great if he could get back to where he was in 2022.
Yep.
Very effective player.
Would he have 7 sacks that year? That's the number for him. He had 3.5 last year. If he's a rotational end.
I think that's what he is.
I mean, even as a, if he plays an entire season, plays 17 games, I don't think 7 is unreasonable.
No, I don't either. But I the Bears still are in really good cap shape. So it gives them the opportunity to, if there is a veteran pass rusher who gets cut because he makes too much money, or a someone who's a project that hasn't really been given an opportunity at the defensive end spot that ends up getting cut.
Yeah, they're so thin at the position.
They're very thin.
Listen to their backups, okay? Because right now your starting ends are Walker and Montez Sweat, okay?
Fine. Because you have an elite one on one side and a guy that's okay on the other.
So your backup at left is an undrafted free agent named Jacob Martin. Your backup on the right is still Dominique Robinson.
Yep.
Who's been bad.
Yep.
Bad. And behind them, you've got Khalid Kareem, Jamri Croma, and the other rookie, Austin Booker.
They do have high hopes for.
I will express a different hope rather than finding somebody off of another roster. Ideally, one of these guys. Maybe the light goes on for Dominique Robinson. He doesn't get caught ball watching, and he can use his remarkable quickness and athleticism in a way that translates speed to power, in a way that keeps his pad level down, in a way that just has him looking like a professional defensive end, which so far it hasn't.
I feel like with the opportunities that were available to him, if that was a thing, it probably would have happened by now.
Yeah, I think he's a candidate to get cut. But Austin Booker, now if the story is one of your guys, especially one of your draft picks, is, boy, we can't keep this guy off the field, great. Awesome. Yeah, find the Mark Anderson.
That would be fantastic to find that. But I would be shocked if the Bears don't bring in more competition at defensive end spot in the next month. I'd be shocked. Because they've got money to burn.
We know it's not Yannick Ngakoue. But if they could find like a better version of one of those veteran one-trick ponies,
why not? Do it and test it out and see. And Booker was the kid that everyone thought that had he gone back to school, right? I'm getting that right? That he had gone back to school, he'd been a second-round pick. So if you're jumping ahead and you feel like we've got really good coaching here that can get him to where he's supposed to be, great. But they do need it. Like, as much of a difference as Montez Sweat made, and he made a huge difference, you still had the lowest or one of the lowest sack totals in football. That guy walked here midway through the season, ended up with the most sacks on your team, and that number was still 6. So they're going to need to make it work because that defensive backfield, I think that if you go Sweat, the linebackers, the back five, that's a really good group. But what you don't know is...
is Jervon Dexter ready to take the next step, and or Zach Pickens? Is somebody going to be an interior presence?
Yep. That would be nice.
And who's on the other edge? What kind of push are you getting from the other edge?
And it should be easier. You should be seeing a lot of singles because of Sweat, and hopefully... because of Dexter. I had a conversation with Emma, and he's pretty high on Dexter. And he thinks that the experience last year and the traits, like he keeps looking at him as a trait. Like the traits on that guy would allow you to believe, if you wanted, that in the way, honestly, like the way he played in the second half of the season, too. I thought Dexter took some steps forward.
Don't let Chris Emma steal my Jervon Dexter thing. It's my guy. My guy.
He's stealing your comedy bits?
Steal my bit. Dexter talked today, by the way, so we'll have some of that tomorrow.
And he looks great. He looks really trim.
Lean, yeah.
Really toned.
Yeah. Yeah, Emma's doing a great job of lifting.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.